This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
One guy who has seen it all, done it all here in Sacramento, and seen crowds of 14, 15, 16, 17,000. My main man, Joe Davidson of the Sacramento Bee. Joe, what's up, man? How you doing?
I am fine. It's good to hear your voice. I've seen crowds large, small, festive, unruly. We've seen it all.
Yeah, I thought about you the other day real quick because there's a lot that I wanted to talk to you with. But Saturday, I was back at the old stomping grounds. I was at McClatchy High School. We had an alumni game there.
Alumni hoops.
Yeah, man. Brad Klopp was there. Mr. Tahara. It was great times. I was mad I wasn't able to play. No, I wasn't able to play because I had to host a concert out of Thunder Valley. So I would have been out there, man. But Tyrone Patterson was out there. You know, Tyrone used to do his thing.
Can he still get above the rim?
I don't know if he can get above the rim, but he's still quick. Yeah. He still get up and down that court.
You know, I like how you measured that. You know, we're in media. We're friends. We could offer constructive fair criticism. Did you have another engagement, or is your game so well past you that you just didn't want to humiliate yourself?
Oh, no.
Well, you could admit that.
No, hey, Joe D, if I would have stepped out on the court, I'm putting up 40. You know, not only is the game not well behind me, if I would have stepped out on that court, I'm putting up 40. MVP honors.
You'll stretch, hydrate, and go get them. But, what a cool thing for McClatchy. It's the crown jewel of the Sac City Unified, and to have alumni games. And apparently, I saw it on Facebook, they had some posts, and people really love their old school. So that's cool to see.
Yeah, it was good to get back into that gym. And, you know, and they're trying to bring that school back. We talk about it all the time with, trying to get the football team together and everything. But, you know, as far as, like, the whole athletics department, like, they've got the program Restore the Roar, where they, you know, come back to some of these alumni and say, hey, come to these games, come to these events, you know, come support the school. I'm a part of it. I'll be at a lot of that stuff. But I love to see that as an alumni of the school, because it gets lost because Sacramento has grown so much. And, you know, we got the Folsoms and the Jesuits and the Sheldons and the Elk Groves and all this other stuff. But McClatchy is, you know, I don't want to say the crown jewel of the city, but it's there. It's in the middle of the city. It is in the heart of the city, one of the oldest high schools in the region. And, you know, it's still there kicking. I love to see it get back. You know, they're doing it in women's basketball for sure. The girls' basketball are holding it down. But I love to see the whole department.
Yeah, Nina Kane was our girls' basketball player of the year last season.
Yeah, going to Washington.
Yeah. And she's back for her senior year. So the girls' basketball team has been a powerhouse for years. football, as you and I have talked about before, has had good seasons. You got to get the roster numbers up, still play in the best venue anywhere, and that's Hughes Stadium. Mm-hmm. And so it's doable. But the thing, when I say McClatchy is a crown jewel of the Sac City Unified, is the academic standing is still there. It's a beautiful campus. You got a unique gym. So it's healthy and it's vibrant. It's football can get better, and I think it will. They have the Lions have an alum coach there, and there was also other big news where Malcolm Floyd, the former Malcolm Sebron, played in the NFL, a pride and joy of McClatchy, is now a principal at one of the feeder schools in the district. And how cool is that? There was a guy who was a multi-sport athlete, played in the NFL, coached football at his alma mater at McClatchy, and now he's honoring the profession by being a principal for a feeder program or one of the middle schools. I think that's just awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome, man. And you also got my guy, I don't know, my man Tony Vaughn. He's now the new head basketball coach for the boys team, man. And Tony has been entrenched in the city, man, since I was in high school.
I know
the name. Yeah, that's turned into a long time ago now. When I talk about since I was in high school, I'm putting some years on it now.
Well, and Kenny, sometimes it takes an alum to help fire up a school in athletics. And so kudos to him. He's certainly got great resources and people like Brad Klopp, great personality, and the great Harvey Tahara, a longtime teacher coach at McClatchy. And he's so famed that his name's on the floor.
Come on, legend.
Harvey and Janice Tahara, he and his wife. And all that, but no, it's good stuff.
Legend. It won't be long, Joe, until the roar is back. Rawr! Lions, let's go, baby. We back out here. But, man, I could talk McClatchy all day long, but the Kings are back. The Kings are home, Joe D, and we've been talking about it all day. They're starting the 40th season here in Sacramento, and I only know a Sacramento with the Sacramento Kings here. That's all I know.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's
isn't that
all
amazing?
I know.
So the Kings, this is a figure I've written about before in stories. The Kings were purchased by Greg Lukenbill in a Sacramento group in 1984 for $10.5 million. Mm. And you think about guys making five times that much, three times that much per season now. Look how much the value has increased in salaries. And I think Arco Arena was built, the second Arco, they had a small little venue, Arco 1, and then Arco 2 opened in 1988 for like $80 million. And you think about what Golden 1 was. No, actually, it might have been $30 million. Mm-hmm. And it was built, quote, on the cheap. And then when it opened up, Greg Lukenbill told the crowd, this is the Disney Disneyland venue of all sports in the world, which was a little ambitious because it aged hard. And then we all know about the stories about the Kings almost relocating, and then this fantastic venue downtown, Golden One Center, and what it does. It hosts high school championships. March Madness is going to come back for another stopover in a couple of years. It was there a couple of years ago. So it's look what an arena will do, and we've seen what it does. After playoff games and light the beam and Doko's just bustling with business. And so this is year 40 and optimism everywhere, and including the great Gary Gerald, still the voice of that franchise. He is an ageless wonder. I always tease him that he's solar powered. He just never seems to slow down. He is still he's still a great listen in person or on the air or whatever. So kudos to the Kings for keeping that treasure locked in.
That, and he is an absolute legend in this city. And I brought up the 40 years because, see, all I know is the Sacramento with Joe Davidson. So tell me if I'm wrong with this one, but were you here before the Kings moved to Sacramento?
Yeah. So I grew up in the Oregon Mountains.
That's right.
And so when people say, you obviously you went to Jesuit or Elk Grove or Grant or whatever school, it's like, no, maybe my namesake. what kind of GPA did I have? So I moved down here in 84, started working at the Davis Enterprise right out of high school and when I was going to college. And so then the Kings, when they arrived, back in 84, there was all this news, especially at the Sacramento Bee, of, hey, this is happening, and it's dying in Kansas City, and there's relocations and things like that. And so there was, when the Kings first got here, they did, I think actually they visited, they did a stopover of sorts their final season as the Kansas City Kings. And they did like a workout or practice at American River College just to kind of see, hey, we're here. And the place was stuffed with people for a workout. That's how excited people were that big time sports was here. And yeah. And we look at Sacramento now and all the growth up Highway 50 and up in Placer County. It's a massive region now. Yeah. But back in 1984, it was, you know, that was 30 high schools ago, meaning we've added 30 high schools in this region, if not more, since that time, which is reflective of the growth. So, yeah, isn't that wild?
That's crazy.
And so there are not going to be any plans of moving at a Golden One. That is a lifetime deal right there, which is, I don't think Golden One's going to age bad at all. That's a gem.
First class arena. I think, I haven't been to all of them, but I think it's got to be a top three arena in the NBA. I don't care what the little poll, the voting polls they do. I can't imagine seven better arenas than the Golden One Center. It's unique. It is up to date. You know what I mean? And it's a certain vibe. Like when you walk through the hangar doors, like that entrance right there, and you walk in and you just see the entire arena and all the people. I mean, that is the creme de la creme of NBA experiences, I believe.
Well, but you know, here's the thing, Kenny, when you have all these fantastic venues across the league, you can't, you know, well, how do you stack them? How do you rank them? They're all great.
Yeah.
Not all of them, but especially the newer ones. And I still consider Golden One newer, quote unquote, newer. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and I think any fan's going to embrace their own venue. I remember doing stories for the B as Arco Arena was phasing out and it was the final season and the new arena and all that. And people, fans, longtime fans said, I don't know what's wrong with Arco Arena. This is a great venue. That's because they hadn't been in other venues.
Mm-hmm.
And now that they go to Golden One, they say, I can't believe we used to play in that dump, but it was their dump.
That's
and
right.
So, you know, Golden One is many things, but I don't think it's ever going to be considered a dump.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either, man. Real quick, handle some business. You're listening to ESPN 1320, KIFM West Sacramento, an Odyssey station. D-Lo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino. I'm on the line with my guy from the Sacramento Bee, Joe Davison. As we talk about the Kings, man, we talk about the city of Sacramento. The Kings are back in action here for the preseason, starting their 40th season here in the city of Sacramento. Now, you talk about some of the places they were practicing and everything and how times have changed. They at the practice facility, or they were practice at Arco or something like that. Maybe the practice facility was being built, the old one out next to Arco. And I remember there were times when, shout out to my guy Daryl Roberts, he had a connection with the Kings, and they would practice from time to time at the Salvation Army down on Broadway in Oak Park. And so I used to go there every day after school. They'd pick us up, bring us over there for the after school program. And maybe three times a school year, four or five times a school year, they'd be like, oh, you guys can't go in the gym today because the Kings are practicing. And we'd be like, what? And we look look through the window and Mitch Richmond and Brian Grant, all those guys. And to be able to see those guys, it felt like at the time it was something that, you know, was invaluable to a young kid in Sacramento who had basketball dreams and all this other stuff, to be able to go to your local store or go to your local after school program and see these guys practicing. That's what it was here in Sacramento. And that was like the difference between something in Sacramento compared to LA or the Bay Area or New York or Chicago. Like, you don't see these guys coming to your neighborhood Salvation Army to practice.
Right. It made it a small town feel. There was a couple of years where the Kings had training camp at UC Davis and at Yuba College. I remember going up to Yuba College in like 1989 or something, my first year at the B, and I went with somebody else, and the late great Jim Van Vliet, a longtime B guy who just died a couple of years ago or a couple months ago. And that was when Ralph Sampson first joined the team after a trade from the Warriors. The Kings got snookered like they did a lot back then. And Ralph couldn't run a lap. And everybody joined him, the whole team, to help him, like trying to get an old broken down horse across the finish line, and thinking, this is bad. I mean, this is, you traded for this. And there was, in 1980, 86, the second year the Kings were here. So they were here 85, 86, so their first year. They made a big announcement. And I was a college student at Cosumnes River College down in South Sacramento.
Shout out CRC. That's where I went to school, too.
It's the CRC. And they had a press conference right there on the grass outside their little gym that the Kings were going to build a practice facility on that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Site. Mm. And they were using Cosumnes River College's little bandbox tiny gym. In the meantime, and it took, and then so they put the big concrete walls up, and they sat there for 15 to 18 years. They never got finished, and the whole thing fell apart. What happened here? And it was bad look for everybody. Nobody wanted to finish off the cost. Finally, I think the Los Rios Community College District finished off the project. But that's when the Kings were trying to reach into the community. Same thing. They were, we'd like to go shoot hoops. I wasn't a basketball player in high school like you, but we'd like to go shoot hoops in that gym. Can't come in here today. We got the Kings here. And that's how we found out about, there's going to be a press conference and all that. But that was an effort to reach out to the community. And I think the Kings still do that. They help lay out new basketball black tops around the city the last few years to connect, because the young people, you want people to play basketball. You want them to be active, and your young people growing up could grow up being Kings fans.
Nah,
I think that's the intent, and it's the right, decent thing to do, mm-hmm. is give back to your community.
Absolutely, they in the last, I don't know, 5 years or so, and even just picks up every year. They've done a phenomenal job of reaching back into the city and being a part of the fabric of all of Sacramento. There was a time. And we talked about the Maloofs a little bit earlier today, and the Maloofs, it ended terribly, but there was a time when the Maloofs were doing really good things in the city of Sacramento and helping build things up. They just kind of got a little desperate when they lost their money and start making crazy, desperate decisions. But there was a moment in time where it felt like the Kings had, I don't want to say left the city, but everything they were doing. And as a guy like myself, who's from South Sacramento and in the heart of Sacramento, everything they were doing was out in El Dorado Hills, out in Rockland, out in, mm-hmm. Way out there. And they wouldn't come back to the city no more for whatever reason. And when Vivek came back, or when Vivek took over the team, and you got, the people like my girl KMB and Kendrick Montgomery Block and what she does, they're putting up refurbishing these basketball hoops in Meadowview. Downtown, mm-hmm. In East Sac, in Rancho, all this other stuff. And it helps, like you just mentioned, it helps the younger generation become Kings fans. Be appreciative of having a team here because they're investing in their neighborhoods. And, you know, and you can still go out to El Dorado Hills and all that other stuff. But it, at one point, it almost felt exclusively out there. And it was like, all right, well, don't forget about us out here in Sacramento. And they've done a great job in the last, like, 5 years of really getting back into the city of Sacramento like that.
No, and it's imperative. And kudos to the management and the ownership. But, you know, how about Mike Brown, the coach?
Yeah.
The guy who was a true man of the a man of the people. And so it was last season I was at a Sacramento State basketball game, and his good buddy is David Patrick, is now at LSU. Mm-hmm. And here comes, you know, Coach Mike Brown with the Aaron Fox, King star player, and they went to a Sac State game on a Thursday. And they represented the Kings so well. There was no act. It was not, I mean, it was completely genuine. De'Aaron Fox spoke to the Sac State Hornets at halftime and after the game. And it was, and then we've seen where Mike Brown goes to these local high school football games. One week he's at Grant, a city school in Del Paso Heights. I just had to see what they're all about. And he's videotaping and with his cell phone. He lives in El Dorado Hills, and he goes to those games. So there's a guy who's investing into the community. When Rick Adelman was coaching, he had the 8 magical seasons, 8 playoff teams, and then the move squeezed him out. And they were pursuing, you know, Phil Jackson and anybody else. They thought he was too boring, that Rick Adelman was too boring. He was dull, not as a coach, not as a, you know, he had a witty personality with the media, but just he wouldn't go out in the community, wouldn't go to the mall and sign up. That's not how he is. And in the off season, Rick and his wife, Mary Kay, would go back up to Oregon where they had their family. My point being, Mike Brown rolled up his sleeves and said, I'm digging into this community, which I think is really cool. And there's nothing boring about him, but that's kind of an interesting contrast where, you know, not all the Kings coaches, you know, dug into the local community. You know, they have homes somewhere else and family somewhere else, but Mike Brown is committed. I think it's just really refreshing, and I think people are inspired by that. I know the Grant Pacers football team and the Folsom Bulldogs and the Oak Ridge Trojans football teams, they're thrilled that the coach made time to come out and check them out. And he got sideline access. How'd that happen? What kind of strings is he pulling?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I told. We had Mark Orr on last week. I said, Mark, can I get a field pass? I need to be on a field pass. You know, I just want to talk. I'm gonna be like Michael Irvin, you know, on the field pass. You know, I'm
gonna be. Oh, when he's running around. Chessie was at the Cal game.
Yeah.
Miami Hurricanes came to visit, and no, they gave it back to each other and ribbing each other. And, it's a neat marriage, relationship, union that Kings fans have had for 40 years. And we're talking, been a mostly lean years. So Adelman had the 8 playoff teams, and then there was a playoff team in 86, the first year here. And then in 1996, there was a playoff team with Mitch Richmond. And then the playoff team a couple years ago lost to Steph Curry in game 7. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, what, 10 or 11 playoff teams out of 40 years?
That's
a lot of. That's a lot of lean years, but the fans have always been there. They haven't sold out all the time. You know, there were years where the fans said, we're not coming if the product isn't there. I remember talking to David Stern for a story 10 years ago or something, and, you know, the former commissioner of the NBA, and he said something really striking. He goes, it's a failure on the league when teams relocate. And their aim in his office, the NBA, was we need to keep our teams in the small market regions to balance out the league. You got the Chicago's, Philadelphia, Miami, Golden State, Los Angeles, the big cities. And then you have the Sacramento's, Milwaukee, Portland, Utah. So the NBA's for everybody. And I thought that's interesting. A failure on the league when teams move.
Yeah.
And they don't want to have real movement. And some listeners may be saying, what happened to the Seattle Supersonics? Well, they sold. Oh, we're going to keep them there. No, he took them to Oklahoma City. I can't remember his name. It's not even worth mentioning.
Clay Bennett.
They're Clay Bennett. Yeah, they're rogue Clay Bennett. But, you know, so that's so Kings fans should, you know, Kings fans don't have to go to games in person to invest. They can invest in the Kings by just talking about them, reading about them, listening to shows like yours or podcasts, following them on social media. That's following. That's an engagement. So yeah. I think it's very, very healthy and happy right now. And Kings fans don't ask for a lot. Give us a lot of effort and get into the playoffs.
That's it. That's all we ask for, man. Got my main man, Joe Davison, here from the Sacramento Bee. Joe, I can't let you leave. We got a couple minutes here. I can't let you leave without, you know, just tapping in with you about Sac State. The last time we talked to you was about it wasn't that long ago. It was like 2 weeks ago, and it feels like a bunch has happened with Sac State since then. They got the talk about the football stadium. They got renderings out. They got NIL money committed. They've got Vivek saying that they can use the Golden One Center for basketball. I know you've been all over the story talking to people, whatever the case may be. What is your thoughts on Sac State's push to get to the Pac-12 first and foremost, but at the very least get to FBS in a higher division in Division One or higher conference in Division One?
Well, Kenny, you've known me for more than 20 years. I'm usually an optimistic, upbeat guy. I'm leery about this thing. I don't want to be Debbie Downer. I think that if Sac State were to get into the Pac-12, Mountain West, a bigger conference for football, I think it'd be fantastic. Here's the problem. Mm-hmm. You can't be taken seriously until you have a football stadium and a basketball arena. Not just renderings. The Pac-12's not going to wait 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years for a football stadium. Mm-hmm. They're going to get somebody else. Same with the Mountain West. We talk about these schools that have joined or are about to join the Pac-12 starting in 2026, or next fall probably. I may be off by a year. And that's Fresno State, Colorado State, San Diego State, and Boise State. Yep. Those are all smaller cities in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. But they already have, those colleges, Kenny, already have really nice basketball and football venues.
Yeah.
I think I'm a little curious as to why hasn't Sacramento State disclosed how much money has been raised? And I think they haven't answered that, including Luke Wooden and the president of Sac State this week with the Sacramento Bee, with one of our editorial columnists, said that we're not ready to release that. And I don't know, reading between the lines, does that mean they don't have all that money? Is it contingent on somebody signing up for signage on the stadium and all that? I think he's the right president. I think he's got great ambition. He's personable. He's fun. A lot of presidents are dull, and this guy's not dull. And I think the athletic director is the right guy for this push. And Mark Orr, he's a homegrown product from Christian Brothers, went to Cal. He's done a great job hiring good coaches. I think Sac State football can compete at the higher level FBS. We've seen glimpses of it. A couple of years ago, they waxed Colorado State. Last year, beat Stanford. Competitive games this season against Fresno State and San Jose State. And Sac State gets more scholarships, get that nice venue. They could up their program, keep going. It's not going to happen right away. And we're going to keep on these stories. I think it's great to be ambitious. I think it's exciting for people. People are talking about it. It's in the news. But we know this about all levels of athletics. Money talks.
That's right.
Let's hope it all works. I think it'd be great for us in the media. It'd be great for alums. I think it'd be great for this region to have in a bigger conference. We've been to the Nest, Sac State's cozy little 1,000-seat basketball gym. It's not an arena. It's not suitable. It's an embarrassment. It's a blight. Sac State moved up to Division I in basketball in 1991. Mm. Kenny, they have talked about a new arena since 1991. And Sac State football, I think these renderings are fantastic. Mm-hmm. Let's hope the money's there. Let's hope we get some more transparency on this. I don't think they're trying to hide anything. I just don't think they have anything yet to announce. But it's strategic. The Sac-12 committee, we want to be in the news. We want people talking about it. Well, people are talking about it. I'm not going to take it serious until you have it'd be like you and me rolling up to the Indy 500 and our jalopy cars say, hey, we're ready to roll. Not until you have a better vehicle. Please exit the premises. So we'll see. I think it could happen.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen this in a year or two. It takes time to build those venues, and it takes time to get – and I think I told you a couple of weeks ago, if all this money is here now or potentially, where has it been? If we look at Fresno State and, you know, University of Oregon and Oregon State, smaller regions, how do they get such pristine facilities? Same with UC Davis, because they've all been able to tap into deep pocketed donors who are alums. And some people donating $20 million, $50 million, just staggering amounts of money that has not happened at Sacramento State. There's 30,000 alums in the region they like to promote. Well, people are either, they just are locking up their pocketbook and wallet, or they just don't have the money. They haven't found that person. Yeah. But Sac State's phone lines are open. Hey, you got money to give, we're here.
Right. Yeah, we need to get D'Lo to invest in Sac State. You know, he got that bankroll. He got a bankroll. Yeah, you know.
Didn't he just come back from Disneyland?
Yeah.
You there
know,
now?
We call him Baller Barley. We call him Baller Barley, you know what I mean? So, we got that.
Maybe
joke.
He's down there fundraising, handing out cards and signing autographs and taking selfies. But I think it would be great. You know, look how great the venue is at Golden One. The A's are going to come for at least 2 or 3, 4 years at West Sacramento to play in that venue. We got great high school venues out there. And so I think it's just going to add to the city, but it's not that easy as just saying it. You can't just go to Costco and say, hey, I'd like to have a 25,000 seat stadium. Can somebody deliver it? Doesn't work that way.
I feel you, Joe. Hey man, it's always a good time talking to you. Next time, we're going to talk to you in about a week or two, man. Next time we'll be close to football playoffs, man. So we're going to talk about high school football playoffs. So we'll break all that down.
4 weeks to go. We're hitting the stretch drive. There's always something to talk about. Great region for it. Good to talk to you, always, my friend, and we'll keep on it. We'll be in touch.
Absolutely. Joe Davison, Sacramento Bee.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.